Jeremy Bradley here, hungry and thirsty, so I think I'm going to taste everything that Puerto Vallarta has to offer. So we're going to try some tacos, we're going to try some beer, we're going to try some, I think we're going to try some tequila, right, Amanda? So let's talk
Definitely
about,
tequila.
Let's talk about, you're from, introduce the company, the website, and tell us what we're going to do today.
So our company is Vallarta Food Tours, and our website is very easy to remember. It's VallartaFoodTours.com. And what we're going to be doing today is trying some of Puerto Vallarta's fine cocktails and a little bit of food that have and represent our Mexican spirits, which is primarily tequila and mezcal, over three and a half hours. Okay. About.
So in terms of food then, there's a bunch of different flavors, and some of those cocktails or those drinks are kind of paired with what we're about to eat too, right?
Correct, yeah. Especially when it comes to the citrusy beverages that we're going to be having. A lot of Mexican food is intended to be paired with citrusy flavors like orange or maybe even lime. So a lot of the beverages that we have today do include orange, pineapple, and lime.
You're making me hungry. We haven't even left yet. Now let's talk about is it a microbrewery? Is there only one here? They've got local beer, right?
Yes, we have one microbrewery in Puerto Vallarta. It's its first and hopefully not the last, but it is our first and only microbrewery that we have. They have a really interesting beer that has a little bit of chile in it, so it's got a little kick that is different because obviously beer is very American, but they found a way to make it, you know, a little more local by adding a little bit of chile to it.
So I think what's really cool is we haven't even departed yet, but I've already learned so much about the culture and the food and the drink here. So there's a huge educational element about the tour, right?
Yes, that is actually the purpose of this tour. It's not necessarily a pub crawl. It's more information, and obviously it's to enjoy yourselves. It's not a class, but the purpose is to educate you on the Mexican spirits and the way that we use them in our mixology here, and at the same time kind of showing you what we have to offer in regards to food as well.
So we've got pictures, or we're going to have pictures on our website, so pv.jbonair.com for all of our 10th anniversary celebration here in Puerto Vallarta. One more time, if people want to get information about the tour or want to book one, how can they do that?
You can go on to www.vallartafoodtours.com.
And they can ask for you, right?
They can ask for me. My name is Amanda. And we have a few other tour guides that are on our team. But if you'd like to ask for me specifically, you are more than welcome to.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I know you've got several different tours, though, that people can do, aside from this one that we're about to. 30 seconds. What else can people do?
Well, we have two other food tours that we do. We have our nighttime food tour, which showcases mostly our nighttime taco food scene. And then we have two other. And then we have one that goes into Pitillal, which is a daytime food tour, which does the same thing. It puts you into the back parts of Puerto Vallarta, a much more authentic part where you can't find any really that many tourists. And then another one that does go through the main parts of Puerto Vallarta also in the daytime.
Okay, so being from Canada, I would say bon appetit when I'm about to eat, and I would say cheers when I'm about to drink. What do you say here?
Buen provecho.
Okay, we'll have to do that. All right, so I'm starving and now I'm thirsty. We're going to get back. Again, pv.jbonair.com. Amanda, thank you so much. And let's have a good time.
Yeah, let's have a good time.
Let's do it. All right, back to the music now.